reflect that a brother's sword has been sheathed in a brother's breast, and that the once happy and peaceful plains of America are either to be drenched with blood or inhabited by slaves. Sad alternative, but can a virtuous man hesitate in his choice? George Washington. After the battles of Lexington and Concord, Washington made this statement, that it is better for our land to be drenched in blood than for us to become slaves to our own government. He said that in 1776, both those two different quotes from letters. Our founding fathers knew who the enemy was. It was the corrupt, out-of-control bureaucracy, filching and stealing and robbing and griming and controlling. We have to first identify the illegitimate bankers and have grand juries indict them and have the people expose them and get a spirit of victory and liberty about us to go out now that the people are ready to hear the truth and to expose the enemies of the republic. If the public is given true leadership and a real choice, we can fix this in a nonviolent fashion. The globalists will stage some terror attacks and try to bustle around with troops and pose as our saviors. They're trying to ninny us right now. They're trying to castrate us right now. I don't want a violent confrontation. We haven't reached the point that George Washington had reached in Lexington and Concord in 1775 and then in 1776 with his shorter statement of that it is better for our land to be drenched in blood than for us to become slaves to our own government. We have not reached that point in our fight against these tyrants yet. We need to continue with the committees of correspondence to expose these individuals and to go out to the police and military and state the facts of the case and to show people the sides so they may choose. Choose your destiny wisely. You did not know that every man and woman is the captain of their destiny, the captain of the choices they make on the road to that destiny. You have been taught to be so passive, to just accept the world as it is and not realize you are the great captains of your fortune, of your destiny. I'm going to be covering George Washington coming up at the bottom of this hour. I want to cover some other news I haven't gotten to, some world news, some terror news, and a review of 2000 to 2009, which they're calling the new decade of the first millennium, of the third millennium of the new century. It is the ninth year of the new millennium. The new millennium began in 2001. But again, everything's a lie. Everything's a fraud. Everything is deliberately defiled. Every form of reality and fact is deliberately turned on its head so that everything is a confusing jumble. It's like going into a studio that has hundreds of wires all tied together and you can't figure it out, so you just throw your hands up and walk away. There is a method to the madness, and the globalists have bragged about it. So we're going to be covering that coming up. My son is in there, hovering over the equipment. Hey, don't touch that stuff. None of my employees want to tell him no. You guys put him in his place when he's getting out of control. He's not being bad. He just sees all those controls. He wants to get in here and get on the radio. Got to hear him and my daughter go, Big Brother, mainstream media. You want answers? Well, so does he. Hey, children are so darling, so innocent, so good, so full of life. The world, Madison Avenue, hasn't taught them to feel inadequate yet. Hasn't taken the mystery and wonder out of their souls. In the eyes of a child, in the heart of a child, is the future of our planet and our destiny as a species, and is the seed of...
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
People are nittying in fear. A van's parked in front of a building. Everyone panics. The police look like they've seen a 900-foot goblin. It's just a nation. There's a backfire in D.C. They lock down the Capitol, and then with guns come in and order congressmen out. The security system is doing the same thing 3,000 years ago that the Chinese ruling dynasty had done to them by their security staff. Oh, you've got to be behind this walled area of the city where you're safe. You can't ever go out. Oh, you've got to have your feet bound because you're so pretty, you're not allowed to walk. You've got to be carried. Oh, you can't cut your fingernails because that would mean you were feeding yourself. And then the true ruling elite developed as the bureaucracy. Most power is behind the throne. And now the police say, hey, a Volkswagen backfired. Get on the ground, congressman. You know, there's videos of congressmen not running fast enough and SWAT teams are, get out of here. Ooh, I'm running everything now. I'll work for the Federal Reserve. Of course, they don't even know that. All over the country, my cameraman will be in Kansas City, half a mile away from the Federal Reserve at a city park, filming it from a distance, and guys show up, private security guards off their jurisdiction with guns, hands on guns. You've seen the video on YouTube. Kansas City Star said it was pretty good. They said, yeah. Kansas City Star reporter called me up and said, kind of, what's wrong with that? What were they doing at the park? But and then they called the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve said, we never even did that. We know nothing about it. All over the country, they did the same thing. You've got video of it, and the news just says it doesn't exist. is basically what ended up happening. I see articles every week about the film New World Order, made for IFC, where it shows us at Bilderberg, shows the black limousine, shows the Secret Service talking into their wrist, the dark sunglasses. And I saw what the Olympian newspaper out of Washington State last week just said, I'm completely delusional. I was imagining cars following me, imagining this meeting. Psychology Today said that. It doesn't matter if it's all admitted. Doesn't matter if Rick Perry's in the Dallas Morning News admitting he goes. They just go, doesn't exist. And it's their little funny game. They know full well it exists, like Winston Smith in 1984. They think it's cute. They think it's funny. I mean, what do these yuppies think is funny? They think it's funny playing mind games with people. Going, there's no world government, Alex, you're ill. But I have hundreds of articles this week calling for world government. The banks are going to pay our taxes to them. You went to the doctor for that? Hey, look at the drug insert for this vaccine. It says causes cancer, sterilizes you, has mercury in it. It doesn't have mercury, Alex. Why do you feel you need to make that up? No, I have the drug insert. You can get one at Walgreens. Alex, you're ill? They know full well. They're into the power. They're into the mind game. They like writing articles lying to their readers. They get off on it. It's a power trip. I get off on telling the truth. I get off on a bully starting to fight with me and breaking their nose. I get off on helping old ladies across the street. I get off on telling the truth. I get off on having courage. I enjoy being virtuous. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, but I enjoy wanting to be good. And these people see that as weak. They think it's funny. And they wreck society. And they always squeal like bloody murder when the system they've conjured up, the tyranny they've risen through their evil actions out of the pit of hell that they've conjured, when it's tearing them apart, they squeal like little pigs. All right, I'm going to shut up and get into the other news and then George Washington. Let's do this now. I'm trying to find it. I've got my... There's just too much. I've got my printout about ecosnoop.com. And if you guys can, get me the EcoSnoop website up on screen. Craig had that. This morning I came in early and we got it up on screen and everything. I guess he's not here. But EcoSnoop.com. This is a new iPhone application. You know, we don't have George Soros funding us with Infowars.com applications. The few people that have approached us just want to do some business deal with us. I don't have time to do that. Somebody wants to give us an application to just stream my radio show and my website, we would love to do it. Give it to us, we'll launch it. There's millions of these applications. We need one. Instead, EcoSnoop is an application where you go around spying and tattling on your neighbors. And, oh, if an office building has the lights on, it doesn't mean someone's working in there at night in an insurance office or in a bank or in a nonprofit or in a sprockets manufacturer. It doesn't mean that there's people who actually work at night in America and all over the world. You ever been in an office at night? The winners are there, okay? But the issue here is that they call it an offense. They call it a crime. And they have eco-cop training for kids in England, the U.S., Australia. They have a TV show in the U.S. called Eco-Cops. And It's all packaged in the idea of, well, we're not Big Brother. We're just helping, and we're going to save you money on your energy. But then you see what people are tattling on. It uploads the iPhone to their site, EcoSnoop, and it says stuff in there like garden too long, garden not watered. Or, oh, look at this gas station. They have the lights on. Yeah, it's a foggy, rainy day, and there's lights on at the gas station. As if light and power is evil. I want to play a video review of EcoSnoop's for you. And again, this is only one of, no exaggeration, 20, 30, I don't know, things I see a week like this. I mean, it's just wall to wall. And while you're at work paying taxes, your kids are in the school you paid for being taught that you're bad and to be spied on. And they set the precedent with this to get people spying and tattling and filling out dossiers on their parents, on their schools, on corporations, and then they're already shifting it. It's like they have FBI meetings to fight Al-Qaeda and even rural areas. You go to the meeting, it's a two-day meeting, you got free coffee, donuts. 10 minutes is Al-Qaeda trading videos. I've seen video that Austinite shot of this, and I've read about it in the news over and over again. It's always the same. They show Al-Qaeda training. Al-Qaeda's going to get you. Now, we want you to tattle on your neighbors. Are they spanking their kids? Are they growing marijuana? This is what marijuana looks like. Has nothing to do with the stupid terrorists, even if you believe they exist. Have you read the MIAC report in Homeland Security? It's for you! And police have been caught nationwide planting drugs on people to steal their land. They'll kill you. Famous L.A. County case. They want your property. They're criminals. They're taking over. Not all police, but basically soon it will be all. The highest group of criminals you're going to find is government and their enforcers, period. That's history. And now it's come here. Just get honest, wake up before it's too late. Here's the EcoSnoop lady telling you how great it is.
Hi, I'm Stacy, and welcome to the Appensea Press, your source for quality mobile application reviews and news. Have you ever walked down a city street long after all the businesses have closed, looked up at a quiet office building and seen all the lights still on? Or maybe headed into the restroom at your favorite restaurant and you notice that the faucet is stuck at a steady drip, wasting gallons of water each and every day. EcoSnoop is the first iPhone application on the market to put environmental activism in the hands of the everyday citizen. It's simple to use and works with any iPhone or iPod Touch. Through EcoSnoop, the feet-on-the-street environmentalist can tag and report environmental issues wherever they go. Let's try it out. Let's say we are walking past that same building with its lights on again.
Good pause. Yeah, in Austin, if you park an SUV at a city park, there's broken glass everywhere. They knife your tires and bust your window out. All over the country, the phony environmentalists burn down new houses being built. And then she talks in here about, and it's on their website, about, this is just a reviewer, mobs of them, mobbing businesses and harassing them. Just what Webster Tarpley talked about. This is fascism. This is Stalinism. This is communism. It's all the same. Command and control. Let's go out to break with the rest of it. Here's how it works. And then you see the tattling. Look at this neighbor. Their grass is too long. I'm calling the police on them. I'm taking photos of them. Why don't you go tattle on some real corruption, like government corruption or government waste? You're too stupid. Go back to them.
This time, we have EcoSnoop on our iPhone. Simply open EcoSnoop and snap a photo of the offense.
The offense?
Yes, EcoSnoop will tag the location of the case so that other EcoSnoopers can monitor the issue.
Notice how it's all in criminal terminology.
Aware. Once you've taken the photo, click Proceed, and EcoSnoop will ask you to select a category of the offense. Since this is about lights on, let's select Energy. As you can see, on the next screen, we are given a couple of selections to better describe the case.
And you go to the site, it says that. It's all for criminal filing.
Give the offense.
And they're already bringing in systems for spying on your neighbors, you name it, that are automated. And by law, all citizens will have to spy on each other.
By clicking on the Mine button on the bottom of the screen, I can quickly review all of the items I have submitted in the past and see if
I have submitted. I can't watch anymore. Get her off the screen. Get her off. Doesn't that airhead realize what she...
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins.
Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AaronAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AaronAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AaronAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AaronAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com. The new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Look at that control freak. She's got the same look in her eyes as that reporter with the National Post in Canada that called for a global government to enforce one-child policies. The same day it was announced in papers all over the world, the communist Chinese government called for it.
This is how we spy on everyone. This is how you file the offense and the report. And then you go there, and it's like, look at my neighbor. Their yard isn't cut properly. And it's vines growing around a tree like they're supposed to.
Oh, but this person doesn't care if there's open-air genetic engineering being planted. This person doesn't care if DU's being used at proving grounds all over the country and the world. This person doesn't care if the government's completely out of control or secret arrests are going on or U.S. citizens are being tortured and already held in camps. We just had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on listing it. The camps are already in the U.S. Special federal prisons. No due process. They don't care about that.
Look, someone has their lights on. Look. There's an SUV. Stiletto.
I don't know about these freaks with the review or this eco-snoop, but I know what the fake environmentalists are around here. Bunch of control freaks who want to run your life. I'm going to come back and hit the decade of tyranny, and then I'm going to get into George Washington, which I know these people are really going to hate. Oh, my God, he owns slaves. Oh, my gosh. It's horrible. He was bad. Yeah, and they still own slaves in Africa and the Middle East. And George Washington wrote heavily on slavery and said that it should be abolished. And if you were going to have it, it should be like the Bible, where the slave owner was a slave to his slaves. It's not all the roots image. Slavery was a horrible institution. The point is, the West adopted it, but the West also tried to end it. You're not taught that by all the Ford Foundation people that want you to be a slave under communism. Have you read the Communist Manifesto? Have you read Hillary Clinton's now declassified treatise to Saul Alinsky about how she wants you to live in work brigades, basically? Incredible article written for Infowars.com. Hillary Clinton on Saul Alinsky, The Revelation of the Method. Good job to that person writing that. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, it's like, you know, communists are taking over. Oh, really? The imaginary kind? Oh, you mean the government openly, all of them being admitted communists? You mean them who all wrote their PhD thesis on communism and who are now setting it up? You mean them? But communism's for the people. Yeah, that the bankers send in to murder everybody and take their property. You idiots out there, I'm talking about new listeners, you better wake up fast, okay? We're going to break and come back with all this news. I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. If you want to be dependent on the government, go ahead. If you're like me, you want firearms and storable food. Not that I'm clutching it and only relying on it like Obama said. People clutching their Bibles and their guns and everybody laughing. We'll soon get them. The last link between us and total control. The red terror. Oh, God, it's almost ours. Well, yes. No, they're just there in case I need them. The bitter clingers, clinging their Bibles and their guns. I got the storable food and the guns, high quality, because I have the responsibility to take care of my family. And if you think I trust the state and the government with all the stuff going on to do it, you're crazy. Give eFoodsDirect.com a call or check out their website, eFoodsDirect.com. They got a bunch of new lines of great food, organic, you name it, super high quality, eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Continuing, there's also FrontSight.com. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the FrontSight Firearms Training Institute? It's offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. Think of all the communist mothers out there who have their little disarmed children, little 10-year-old boys afraid of toy guns. They're hearing us talking about giving out free guns. Oh, I'm a little communist. I've trained my kids to be slaves and victims to the state, trained to be easy pickings for the red terror that's coming. I'm talking about firearms. This offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piazza is literally paying his own money out of pocket to be able to offer you this deal. And it won't last forever, so listen up. This is non-drill instructor, non-tough guy attitude family training at the Firearms Training Institute. That's Front Sight, like the front of your rifle. FrontSight.com. Free men are armed. Slaves are disarmed. You ever figure that out? FrontSight.com. And finally, SurvivalSeedBank.com. I believe in being self-sufficient, and I believe in training your children how to grow plants, even though that's, soon they'll say it's a conspiracy theory that you can grow plants outside of agribusiness. They say it's a conspiracy theory that liberty's good, but the point is SurvivalSeedBank.com, high-quality survival seed banks, non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds, great deal, SurvivalSeedBank.com from the great folks at Solutions from Science, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. I'm going to go ahead and cover George Washington when we get back. Then I'm going to cover the decade of tyranny, and the decade coming up, the decade of resistance, and the decade after that, the decade of victory!
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door?
Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I can hear the echo of a thousand ringing bells. I can smell the cannons and hear the people's yells. Long live George Washington, their ghostly voices say. And I still feel his spirit to this very day. And I can see a young boy growing straight and tall. And as I watch him hunt and ride, I've no doubt at all. It won't be long till he's full grown, and then will come the day he'll become the president of the USA. Long live George Washington, I hear the people say. He's the first and greatest president of the USA.
Absolutely amazing, ladies and gentlemen. That's Bess Parker.
Upon his great white
we are bringing George Washington back. A real hero. Not Roger Staubach. Not Michael Jordan. Hey, great. They can catch a ball. They can hit a ball. They can throw a ball through a hoop. That isn't what matters. You need to rediscover what this country is really all about. Now, before I get into George Washington and why the establishment hates him and why they don't really teach about him in school anymore or just tell you about his teeth being wooden and making fun of him, why the establishment is doing this. Because if you actually read what he said, learn what he did, and rediscover what America is, you know that it is the opposite of what government is today. and that if George Washington was alive today, he would probably already be in a shooting war with the government, because the government is illegitimate and criminal. But we're in a different world. We need to circumvent that as long as we can and hopefully avert it. But it is time for all the corrupt people out there who have never really had it laid out in front of them, the real choices, to make their decision and decide who they stand with, the spirit of 1776 and George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, or with David Rockefeller, the Rothschilds, the New World Order. Now is the time to choose. Now is the time to relearn that incredible wisdom of the true revolutionary trailblazers, our founding fathers. Chief among them, General George Washington. So I want to play this clip of a breakdown by a historian in a live speech just a few months ago of George Washington. I'm quite the history buff on the Revolutionary War compared to the general public. It's so massive, I'm really a novice. This is very accurate about the founding fathers. For any of you that think you don't have the mettle to be part of this second revolution against tyranny, this restoration of the republic, all you need do is decide it's your destiny and set out to beat the New World Order and set your mind and your muscle and your will against them, and they will fall. Here it is.
We tend to see them, not just the people whose figure in history books, Adams, Jefferson, Thomas Paine, Benjamin Rush, and of course Washington, we tend to see them as sort of figures in a costume pageant. It's often the way they're portrayed. And we tend to see them as much older than they were, because we're seeing them in the portraits of Gilbert Stuart and others when they were truly the founding fathers. And furthermore, none of them had had any prior experience in revolutions. They weren't experienced revolutionaries who'd flown in to take part in this biggest of all events. They were winging it. They were improvising. At the time of the revolution, they were all young. It was a young man's, young woman's cause. George Washington took command of the Continental Army in the summer of 1775 at the age of 43. He was the oldest of them. Adams was 40. Jefferson was all of 33 when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. And he wasn't chosen by his fellow members of the Continental Congress because he was a great military person. He was chosen because they knew him. They knew the kind of man he was. They knew his character, his integrity. What Washington was, above all, was a leader. He was a man people would follow. And as events would prove, he was a man whom some, a few, would follow through hell. And he would not give up. He would not quit. The army was totally demoralized. They'd been defeated. They were soaking wet. They were cold. They were hungry. And by the time Washington started his big retreat, his long retreat across New Jersey, they were down to only a few thousand men. That's all. Well, Washington took stock, just as the British Army was taking stock of what the situation was, and most every officer and all the politicians, many of whom had fled from Philadelphia by this time. And most everybody concluded that the war was over and we had lost. It was the only rational conclusion one could come to. There wasn't a chance. So Washington did what you sometimes have to do when everything's lost and all hope's gone. He attacked. They went up the river Christmas night, 9 miles up to McConkie's Ferry. They crossed the Delaware. He had the nerve, the courage, the faith in the cause to carry the war once more to the enemy. And they marched 9 miles back down the river on the eastern side and struck at Trenton the next morning. It was a fierce house-to-house, savage battle, small in scale, but very, very severe. And it was all over in about 45 minutes, and we won for the first time. Now, it wasn't a great battle like Brooklyn. This was a small engagement, but its consequences were enormous, beyond reckoning, because of the psychological effect.
It transformed the attitude of the Army and of much of the country toward the war. And in that, it was a pivotal turning point. Washington, the political general, had never forgotten that Congress was boss. When the war was at last over, Washington, in one of the most important events in our entire history, turned back his command to the Congress. No conquering general had done that before. When George III heard that George Washington might do this, King George III said, if he does that, he will be the greatest man in the world. So what does it tell us? It tells us that the original decision of the Continental Congress was the wise one. They knew the man. They knew his character. And he lived up to his reputation.
Now, compare that to what we've turned into today. We need to rediscover true liberty, true freedom, and virtue. And we need to understand that the globalists are not invincible. With all their lies and corruption and manipulation, their control of the left and the right. We just had a giant victory. Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the UN, Herman Van Rompuy, head of the EU, announced global government is now being established. We're going to levy global carbon taxes. We're going to shut down industrial society. All announced this on TV. They said, we will pass it. And they failed because the fraud was leaked. And we're having many other victories. And in my experience, every time we fight, if we fight and fight and fight and persevere, if we lose 20 times and on the 21st time win, we win. It is the act of resistance that is victory when you have right on your side. Hundreds of battles were fought by the colonies. And you could do the numbers, but maybe one out of 15 were won. That's a guesstimation. Because some battles, it wasn't exactly clear who won. But the vast majority were won by the crown. But it was the perseverance. And it was waiting till the main British army was tied down with the French. And when their main fleet had been destroyed in the Atlantic. It was the fact that they bankrupt the coffers of King George III. And Hamilton and others came to Washington. What they don't tell you in that little short piece is they said, we want you to be king, a large contingent. And he said, no. And he left. He didn't want to be president, but they, the people wanted it. And then the second election, he got voted in. That's what the people wanted. He couldn't wait to get out of Washington. And in his farewell address, he said, don't get involved as an empire. Don't join alliances with other countries. They will come in and take us over. They will bring us down. Because the French had tried to come in and do that during his first and second term. And he went home to his farm and died 2 years later. He was offered to be the king of America. That's why Mexico's so corrupt today. They had kings. They had Austrian-Hungarian Empire kings. The kings of Europe would send their princelings there. And Mexico's run by a ruling shadow oligarchy today. Every other country has scum running it. North Korea. Everywhere. China has a bunch of corrupt thugs. Their people are good, but they didn't have George Washington. They didn't have Thomas Jefferson. The French and their revolution was a wicked counterfeit of what happened here. And they attempted to take that over through Washington, and he said no later. And that's a whole other history. But I think about how domesticated we've become in this country. I think about how all over the country, I see the reports, I talk to parents, I meet parents where they're scared of an orange Nerf gun, where the schools are banning tag and dodgeball and hugging or talking. We're all becoming prisoners under a psychiatric dictatorship. Mothers think it's good to make their sons and daughters cowards and helpless, to raise them up to be hapless weaklings like legless and armless gerbils in a cage, disarmed, defanged, so the boa constrictors of big government can eat them at their leisure. Rediscover the spirit of 1776. Rediscover who your ancestors are. rediscover what freedom really is. You know, in my film, Police State to the Takeover, we show government training manuals demonizing the founding fathers. In my film, The Road to Tyranny, we have footage of Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin being called terrorist by FEMA, brainwashing police. We've released over the years, that's been leaked to us, scores of inside government training manuals demonizing veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, real liberals who are against war, not the fake establishment type. You are the target of this criminal group. They know history. They know their history, and they know our history, and they know what they've got to destroy. They know what they've got to bring down. They know what they've got to demonize. But the way they've destroyed the image of George Washington is showing, you know, one of the final portraits of him, an old man, big lips, big mouth, big ivory, painful teeth. That's, you really had ivory teeth, not wooden. You know, all the battle wounds he had going back when he was in the militia and fighting the French. They show that image of an old man, and they teach you in school that he had teeth that hurt and that he got bled to death. And that's all you're taught. It's just some boring, stuffy guy. They don't want you to know what founded this country, or they want to demonize the founders and talk about the problems and the bad things they did, which were there, but compared to their contemporaries around the world, these were the highest expression of the Renaissance, the highest expression of virtue, the highest expression of humanity, the highest expression of the Greek philosophers. I've studied it all, and it's not hype when you talk about our founding fathers and how great they were. The world marveled. The King of England said, "He is the greatest man in the world." George Washington, turning down kingship, turning down the British payoff. The King of England called in several U.S. ambassadors, one of them, Adams, and said, "You're going to need a king, even if, you know, even if you win this thing in the future." They, you know, the royalty really believed. They said, "What about democracy? 51% will vote to rob the other 49." The howl of the mob. And they said, "No, we have a republic where everyone's rights are protected." And that's why they've now replaced the republic with the democracy. If 51% say kill the other 49, it happens. And I want to read to you two different quotes attributed, confirmed to George Washington in letters and speeches, different variants of this. "Unhappy it is," this is 1775, after Lexington and Concord, the massacres. "Unhappy it is, though, to reflect that a brother's sword has been sheathed in a brother's breast, and that the once happy and peaceful plains of America are either to be drenched with blood or inhabited by slaves. Sad alternative. But can a virtuous man hesitate in his choice?" George Washington, after the battles of Lexington and Concord. Washington also repeatedly made the similar statement, but shorter, that it is better for our land to be drenched in blood than for us to become slaves of our own government. He said that in 1776, once he took command of the Continental Army. And so FEMA is right to hate George Washington, because it is an alien, illegitimate, criminal corporate receivership arm taking our country by fraud into bankruptcy and perfecting a neo-feudalistic form of serfdom, of shutting off people's resources through artificial scarcity and monopoly capitalism to create an ultra super elite and shut down all their competition and have one child policies and bring in a form of tyranny never dreamed of over man. In all the government textbooks, in all their reports, in all their own statements, this is a group of vicious, wicked, greedy control freaks versus free humanity that just wants to live and be comfortable and be free and be left alone. Well, you're not going to be left alone. George Washington wanted to be left alone. But government grew and grew and grew, and the bureaucrats were rude, and they violated the laws, and they were corrupt, and they did whatever they wanted. And when police shot innocent, unarmed citizens, men back then got angry and they went to war. And these were men who owned a lot of property. They were members of the establishment, but they understood tyranny. There's another big reason men haven't risen up quicker, and that is because, and it's now been on Fox News and now in Japan and on, oh, they want to put lithium in your water. An anti-psych, oh, they want to put Prozac. They're testing it. Oh, they want to put, what do you think sodium fluoride does? Why do you think your sperm count's down by over 85%? And they're bragging in the news. Oh, our fertility's dropping. We're becoming sterile. It's so great. And The Economist, how the population problem is solving itself. Then you open it up, it says, oh, the dividends of the demographic change, how it's bringing big benefits. They're killing you with chemical weapons.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
The core message is unity. George Washington's the great unifier. He believes that the answer to how to have personal freedom and liberty is through a strong, united government. Don't love any country too much. Don't hate any country too much. Either one will lead you to act against your own interests. The goal is to establish an independent America, a strong, united America.
In 1797, George Washington handed over the presidency and returned to his beloved Mount Vernon. For 2 years he enjoyed life, receiving a steady stream of visitors and tending his plantation. Then early one winter morning, he rode out to inspect his estate. When he returned, he complained of a sore throat. A fever developed, and 2 days later, on the 14th of December, 1799, he died. He was 67 years old.
Okay, folks. The issue here is we're told that we have to constantly support other governments, get involved in wars, but that's the opposite of what George Washington said. But again, he's not a real American. Maybe he's Al-Qaeda, like FEMA teaches. How brainwashed are you, police and military? George Washington's now bad, and Maurice Strong and the UN, they're good. Well, we've got to give our rights up because the underwear bomber. But you look at the evidence there, and that's clearly a staged event. You know, in the first hour of the show today, well, first off, I'm going to be spending more time, at least once a week, focusing in on a founding father. We'll go back over key founding fathers, little tidbits, history, more of their quotes. I've always done that, but not enough. We're going to get into what America is so people know the difference between the tyranny. They don't know what tyranny is because they never were given a choice. They think checkpoints and secret arrest is freedom. They don't know what real freedom was. They don't know what our real history is. People don't have basic logic. They don't understand everything's not the way it's presented, like who was good, the North or the South in the Civil War. Neither side. It was manipulated by British intelligence on both sides, and that's even mainline history, but not taught and not on mainline television. See, once people have a real view of history, it's all crystal. Once you learn this information, you can go out for yourself and know more than I do. But long live George Washington. What does that song mean? He's been dead for 200 and something years, 210 years. He's been dead for more than two centuries. Well, long live the idea. Long live real heroes. I mean, you go to the store, and every magazine is a distraction or diversion. Oh, Big 12 champions. Our hero isn't George Washington. It's Colt McCoy. Doesn't matter. Oh, look, for the intellectuals. Oh, we're all becoming sterilized. The Economist, falling fertility, how great it is. No reason why it's happening, just in your face. Oh, Al Gore, he's a genius. He's going to save us. The thinking man's thinking man. The eco-prophet, world government. Oh, look, they call him Jesus in here. The hero gene. The heir to the Rothschild fortune. A complete demon. National Enquirer, how to distract you. People Magazine, a special edition, scandals. This doesn't matter. Knowing how the stock markets and the Federal Reserve work is what matters. Knowing we've killed over 50 million babies in this country is what matters. Knowing that if we stand up, we can beat these people, that's what matters. Tomorrow, I will go over the Decade of Tyranny article. I ran out of time and didn't get to that, but I will cover it on the show tomorrow. More informative guests tomorrow. You do not want to miss it. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now. We have the eyewitness on with the breaking news.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.